Matt Bevan is here taking a look at what's making headlines around the world this morning. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Hamish. I want to talk about Iran and Saudi Arabia this morning because it is the big story around the world. But first, I want to talk about the US Strategic Petroleum Reserve. It is the largest of its type anywhere in the world. The four sites that the US built following the oil crisis in 1973 and 74. Are built into a series of salt domes on the coast of the Gulf of Mexico with artificial caverns dug deep into the Louisiana and Texas salt and filled with mostly crude oil. There are currently 644.8 million barrels of oil in there, which the US has paid about $20 billion for over the years. If it was all pumped out, it could supply the US for 35 days. But it's meant to supplement other sources of oil, not replace them, so it could supply the US for much longer. Yesterday, the US President Donald Trump approved the sale of some of the oil in the reserves in order to alleviate any potential spike in oil prices following the bombing of the world's largest oil processing facility in Saudi Arabia. This has led the US Energy Secretary Rick Perry to declare that he expects the market to remain positive.
President Trump has authorized the release of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, if that is needed. And my department stands ready to respond. The United States wholeheartedly condemns Iran's attack on the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. And we call on other nations to do the same. This behavior is unacceptable.
The attack has taken 5% of the global oil supply offline. News of the attack caused the Brent crude oil price to surge 20% to $72 a barrel yesterday. Right now it's at around $68 a barrel. Here's Rick Perry on what he thinks the effect on the market will be.
This was a deliberate attack on the global economy and the global energy market.
Secretary Perry has clearly blamed Iran for the attack, something the US President Donald Trump stopped short of, saying only in a tweet that the US has reason to believe we know the culprit and that the US is locked and loaded, depending on verification. But the only people claiming responsibility so far is the Houthi rebels in Yemen. But US intelligence officials have told the media that they have solid evidence that the drone attack came from the west-northwest, not the southwest, which would suggest a launch site in Iran or Iraq rather than in Yemen. The Iranian President Hassan Rouhani is right now in the Turkish capital, Ankara. He is attending a trilateral meeting with the Russian President Vladimir Putin and the Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. At the meeting, Vladimir Putin had a tongue-in-cheek suggestion for Saudi Arabia, which is solidly allied with the US.
We are ready to help Saudi Arabia to protect their people, and they need to make one clever decision, as Iran did buying our S-300 and as Mr. Erdogan did by deciding to buy the most advanced S-400 Triumph air defense systems from Russia. These kind of systems are capable of defending any kind of infrastructure in Saudi Arabia from any kind of attack.
Saudi Arabia are very unlikely to take that suggestion on board, Hamish. But meanwhile, Iran's Hassan Rouhani has said clearly that his country is not responsible for the attack, and it is Saudi Arabia's opponents in Yemen, the Houthi rebels.
On a daily basis, Yemen is being bombarded and innocent civilians are dying from all this flow of weapons that is entering Saudi Arabia and used against them, so they had to retaliate somehow. And when there will be security in Yemen, then oil could be produced safely.
So what happens next? The US President Donald Trump says that he's locked and loaded, and the Democratic Party Senator Chris Coons, who is a member of the US Senate Foreign Relations Committee, told Fox News overnight that if it is proven to be Iran, this could be justification for military action.
It seems credible that the Houthis don't have the sort of advanced drones that carried out this crippling strike on Saudi oil facilities. My hope is that the president will consult with his generals, his diplomats, his advisors, will look hard at the intelligence. Iran is one of the most dangerous state sponsors of terrorism. This may well be the thing that calls for military action against Iran, if that's what the intelligence supports.
Now, tensions with Iran have been rising over the last few months. They are currently breaching the Iran deal, which Donald Trump withdrew from last year by starting to enrich uranium in their uranium processing facilities. They're also raising tensions in the Strait of Hormuz with sieges of ships and that sort of thing. The US president, though, has said twice in the past that he's willing to meet with the Iranian president to sort this thing out. Here's Donald Trump mid last year.
I believe in meeting. I would certainly meet with Iran if they wanted to meet. I don't know that they're ready yet. They're having a hard time right now. No preconditions. If they want to meet, I'll meet.
And here he is in June.
You want to talk good, otherwise you can have a bad economy for the next 3 years. Not as far as I'm concerned. No preconditions.
And here is the Secretary of State, Mike Pompeo, last week.
The president's made it very clear he's prepared to meet with no preconditions.
Prepared to meet with no preconditions is what that message is. However, the US president tweeted yesterday that the fake news is saying that I am willing to meet with Iran with no conditions. That is an incorrect statement as usual. So potentially talking is off the agenda, Hamish. Various world leaders are urging restraint on this issue. It's difficult to see exactly how this is going to shake out, though.
Certainly. And we will be talking about that after 7:30 when we're joined by the Shadow Defence Minister, Richard Marles. Some significant questions for us, given that we're committed to patrolling the Strait of Hormuz alongside the United States. Matt Bevan, thank you.
Cheers, Hamish.